Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're navigating the evolving landscape of AI within Salesforce.
Yeah, specifically that shift, you know, from the chatbots we kind of know
to these more sophisticated AI agents.
Exactly.
And for those of you keeping pace with Salesforce innovations, you know how fast this AI story is changing. It can feel, well, overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's less about small updates now. Feels more like a fundamental change in how we can actually use the platform.
Right.
So understanding the difference, the real nuances between these tools, it's not just interesting anymore. It's becoming necessary for good strategy.
Precisely. And that's our goal in this deep dive. Clear, practical understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to unpack the core differences AI chatbots versus AI agents in Salesforce.
Using that Get Generative article as our guide, AI chatbots versus AI agents, what's the real difference for Salesforce users?
That's the one, updated just recently, May 17th, 2025. So let's dive in.
Okay. Well, the article rightly points out, AI isn't exactly brand new territory for Salesforce.
Not at all. We've had tools like Einstein-led scoring for a while.
Early days stuff.
And Einstein bots, they became pretty standard in Service Cloud.
Familiar, yeah. But the real inflection point was Einstein GPT back in 2023.
That's when generative AI really landed, didn't it?
It did. And that's where things get, well, a lot more powerful. Einstein GPT uses those large language models, OpenAI, Anthropic, others.
And crucially, connects with Data Cloud.
Yes. That connection is key. It allows for genuinely personalized, context-aware responses.
So not just generic answers.
No. And it enables pretty sophisticated workflow automation, real-time insights,
hmm.
all grounded in your specific company data. That moved us way beyond just predicting things.
It's actually generating content strategy.
Right. And it didn't stop at the main CRM platform.
No, Slack got involved too. Slack GPT, Einstein Copilot.
Which really changed how teams could talk to Salesforce, didn't it?
Yeah. Suddenly you could use natural language, just have a conversation with your CRM data. Less clicking around.
And people are noticing. The article throws out some interesting stats here.
Like nearly half of service pros worried about falling behind if they don't use generative AI.
That says a lot. It signals real perceived value. Like, people know this is changing how work gets done.
And it seems to be delivering. That 90% stat, 90% of current users seeing faster issue resolution, that's tangible.
Very tangible. Real efficiency gains right there.
And what about adoption?
Seems positive. Over 65% of users, especially millennials and Gen Z, feel confident using it day to day.
So the comfort level is growing. People are integrating it.
Looks like it. Suggest those initial hurdles, maybe the fear factor, are lessening.
Okay, so with all this rapid change, the central question the article tackles feels really timely.
Which is?
How do you, as a Salesforce user, decide when do you stick with a traditional chatbot? When do you need an AI agent?
Where does a mix, a hybrid approach, make the most sense?
That's the strategic puzzle, right?
It really is. The article starts by laying down the basics. What is an AI chatbot in the Salesforce world?
Right. So typically, they're rule-based. Designed for those repetitive, predictable interactions.
They follow predefined flows, use some basic NLP to figure out what the user's asking.
Think Einstein bots and Service Cloud. Yeah.
Perfect example. Great for self-service stuff, checking an order, resetting password, maybe creating a basic case, tasks with clear steps.
Limited variables.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or those chat widgets you see on websites. Salesforce Live Agent, Experience Cloud.
Frontline stuff. Triaging inquiries, grabbing lead info.
Basic routing and data capture. And the benefits are pretty clear.
Cost savings, definitely, especially at scale.
That Einstein bot case study the article mentions, deflecting over 7,000 cases in 6 months. Almost 200% on ROI.
Wow. Okay, that's significant.
For high volume routine questions, the economics just work.
Plus, you get consistency. Same answer every time for FAQs.
Which is good for branding. And they hook into the CRM, right? So they could log info, pre-qualify issues.
Saves human agents time down the line.
But, and this is important, the article highlights the limits.
They're not miracle workers.
No. They often get stuck on complex language or, you know, ambiguous questions.
Yeah.
If you go off script.
They can struggle to keep up.
Yeah. Their helpfulness drops off fast. And setting them up isn't always quick.
Takes work, right? Scripting the conversations, training data, thinking of all the ways someone might ask something.
It's structured. But, yeah, it can be time-consuming.
And the big one, they can't generate new stuff.
Exactly. No new content, no reasoning beyond the script. They follow rules extremely well, but they can't adapt to something totally new.
So the article lists some common use cases where they shine.
Yeah, the sweet spots. Customer support, order status, maybe rescheduling an appointment.
Basic, predictable things.
Right. HR or IT help desks, answering common employee questions, writing tickets, marketing, qualifying leads, capturing contact details.
All scenarios where the path is pretty clear.
Exactly. Now, the move to AI agents, that's where the article signals a really big jump in capability.
Okay, AI agents. So the article frames these as having much more intelligence, autonomy.
Both. They're built on those LLMs we mentioned, deeply tied into Salesforce data. They go way beyond just chatting.
How so?
Well, the key is they can understand, sure, but also think, generate new content, and proactively take action.
Proactively.
Yeah. They learn from interactions. They can run complex workflows on their own.
Okay, that does sound like a fundamental shift. What are the core abilities driving this?
Well, first, that LLM-powered generation. They get open-ended questions. The article uses what accounts are at risk this quarter, as an example.
And they can answer that without a pre-written script.
Right. By understanding the intent and the context from the data. It's not just keyword matching.
That implies a much deeper grasp of business data.
It does. Then there's actionability. This is huge.
Meaning they can do things.
Exactly. Update Salesforce records autonomously, draft and send emails, trigger complex flows. They become active participants.
So not just giving info, but actually moving things forward, solving the problem maybe.
Potentially, yes. And they learn. They adapt based on past interactions getting better over time.
Continuously improving.
Plus, that contextual grounding, pulling from CRM data and unstructured stuff like emails, chat logs.
So they get the full picture.
Allows for really personalized, relevant responses in real time. That holistic view is key.
Makes sense. So what are the main Salesforce offerings in this space?
Well, Einstein GPT is sort of the engine powering a lot of it across sales, service, marketing clouds, drafting emails, service replies, campaign ideas.
The generative backbone.
Right. Then you have Einstein Copilot working with Slack GPT. That brings the conversation right into Slack.
So you can just chat with your Salesforce data there.
Yeah, imagine typing Einstein summarize recent feedback and getting it right in Slack. Super seamless.
Powerful.
The article also calls out Agentforce. That's the platform for building your own custom agents.
Low-code tools. Some more accessible.
Supposedly, yeah. For sales, service, marketing agents, putting AI building blocks in users' hands.
Interesting. And it's not just Salesforce native tools.
No, the ecosystem is growing. The article mentions third-party agents on the AppExchange. Claude, Cohere, GetGenerative.ai.
So options are expanding.
Definitely. And the article gives some really compelling use cases to show what this means in practice.
Like what?
Think about agents drafting entire sales playbooks. Or suggesting the best outreach sequence based on what's worked before.
Or writing personalized customer emails automatically.
Exactly. Huge time savers for sales teams, potentially better engagement too.
And for service.
Imagine an agent summarizing a super long, complex case history instantly.
Okay, that would be useful.
And then even recommending the best next steps for the human agent. Boosts efficiency, but also consistency and quality.
Or maybe spotting trends, like identifying emerging complaint patterns early.
Yes. That kind of proactive escalation, catching problems before they blow up, invaluable.
And it goes beyond customer stuff, too.
Yeah, the article mentions guiding employees through tricky HR or finance processes, like an always-on internal expert.
Okay, so lots of potential. To make the differences super clear, the article uses a comparison table.
Yeah, that side-by-side is helpful. Breaks it down.
Technology-wise, chatbots are rules plus basic NLP. Agents are LLMs plus deep Salesforce data.
Big difference in the engine. Scope 2. Chatbots stick to the script.
Predefined flows only.
Agents. Flexible, multi-step reasoning. They can handle curves.
And learning chatbots are static once built, right?
Pretty much. Agents are adaptive. They're designed to learn from interactions.
Output. Scripted replies versus genuinely generated content.
Night and day, really.
Actions. Chatbots point you somewhere. Agents can actually trigger actions.
Do the work, essentially.
Deployment.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. Article suggests agents might be faster sometimes because of pre-trained models.
Yeah, versus the potentially long scripting time for complex chatbots. Depends on the use case, I suppose.
And the best fit. Chatbots for high-volume, predictable stuff. Agents for high-value, dynamic decisions.
Bumps it up well.
There's that Salesforce analogy in the article, too, which I liked.
The vending machine versus the personal assistant.
Yeah. Chatbots are vending machines' predictable output for a specific input.
Right. AI agents are like personal assistants. They anticipate needs. They get stuff done proactively.
Really captures that jump in capability and proactivity.
It does. It's a good mental model. The article then kind of walks through the Salesforce AI toolkit, showing the progression.
So, starting point, Einstein bots. Good for those scripted FAQs, basic triage.
Point-and-click setup, cost-effective for simple service automation.
Then Einstein GPT, the generative power across the clouds.
And the article makes a point about the Einstein trust layer here, security, data privacy.
Crucial for businesses, especially regulated ones. No prompt retention, masking sensitive data.
Very important assurances. Then Slack GPT, Einstein Copilot.
Bringing that conversation into Slack, into the workflow. Examples like summarizing cases, drafting close plans.
Making AI accessible right where people are working. Efficiency booster.
And then Agentforce, building those custom autonomous agents.
Using low code. The article mentions the Atlas reasoning engine.
Enabling that multi-step understanding.
Yeah, letting them tackle complex tasks, act proactively. Think contract renewal reminders suggesting next best actions.
And it all connects.
That's the goal. The article stresses the integration ecosystem. Agents linking to APIs, flows, MuleSoft third-party tools.
Through console widgets, Slack apps, mobile apps.
Creating those seamless end-to-end automated processes. That's where the real power lies.
Makes sense. It's not just the agent itself, but how it plugs in.
Exactly. And to really ground this, the article shares more real-world results.
Okay, like that travel company using Einstein bots.
Right. 7,000 plus cases deflected. 198% ROI in 6 months. Just handling routine reservation updates, policy questions.
Clear win for chatbot efficiency. Fewer escalations, happier customers, presumably.
Definitely. Then there's OpenTable using Agentforce for loyalty questions.
Points expiry, using points abroad, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Automating those responses freed up their support team for harder problems. Faster resolution overall.
And Salesforce, using its own tools internally. Einstein GPT via Copilot.
Drafting emails, outreach plans, internal docs. Accelerating deals, cutting admin time. Dog-fooding their own tech.
Always a good sign. What about SharkNinja?
Using Agentforce for 247 order updates, troubleshooting. They're projecting a 65% self-service rate.
That's huge. Constant availability improves the customer experience massively.
Adobe Population Health, using it in healthcare appointment reminders, document delivery.
Automating workflows, saving potentially hundreds of thousands annually, and improving the patient journey. Shows the potential in sensitive areas, too.
Absolutely. And that final education example, a nonprofit using generative agents for student coaching.
4x increase in support capacity without losing quality shows the scalability.
Really powerful examples across different industries.
So after seeing all that, the article wraps up with strategic advice. Actionable stuff for Salesforce users.
Yeah, this is the what do you do now part. First up, map your use cases carefully.
Don't just jump in.
Right. Chatbots for the well-defined, high-volume stuff. Agents for the dynamic, high-value workflows. And maybe start with pilots.
Low-risk, high-impact pilots first, like internal support.
Good place to start. Learn and iterate, and definitely lean on that Salesforce trust layer.
Emphasize the security, build confidence, especially important for adoption.
Totally. Trust is foundational. Next, measure what matters. Define your KPIs up front.
What are you trying to achieve? Case deflection for bots.
Right. Or hours saved, revenue influence, CS date bumps for agents. Use the Einstein dashboards to track ROI.
Show those early wins.
Exactly. And don't forget your people. Train your teams.
Address the confidence gap, right? That 65% stat earlier.
Yeah. AI onboarding, role-based training, find internal champions. Highlight the benefits, like that 90% faster work stat.
Makes sense. Get people comfortable. What else?
Integrate, don't isolate. Connect agents to flows, MuleSoft, Slack. Make it part of the workflow.
Like that example. Agent spots a risk, triggers a flow, notifies manager, updates CRM, schedules follow-up.
That's the kind of seamless automation to aim for. Creates real synergy.
Finally, stay agile and ethical.
Crucial. Test in sandboxes. Put guardrails in place. Manage hallucinations. Have fallbacks. Human oversight for critical stuff.
Responsible AI.
Absolutely. It's essential for long-term success and trust.
So wrapping this all up, the core message seems to be that AI in Salesforce is evolving towards digital teammates.
Yeah, augmenting human impact, not replacing people. That's the narrative.
And both chatbots and AI agents have their place. Distinct, but complementary.
Exactly. Chatbots are still really valuable for that customer-facing self-service. Fast, reliable, manageable for routine things.
But the big transformation potential seems to be with the AI agents.
Definitely. Drafting, acting, escalating, learning, delivering deeper value across the business.
It's a significant step up. More efficiency, better experiences, new ways of working.
That's the promise.
So the final thought for you, the listener, is to really consider your own Salesforce environment. Where are those specific high-value workflows where an intelligent, proactive AI agent could make a real difference?
Yeah, think about what could significantly boost your team's capacity. What could free up their time for more strategic work?
What personal assistant tasks could you offload to these new digital teammates? It's a big question, and the answer could really shape the future of how you use Salesforce.